And welcome back to the latter stages of the show. It's 25 minutes to one, and we're just going to cover a very interesting item regarding a lecture online next Monday. I'm joined by David Moore from Astronomy Ireland. And for those of you who think about the planet Earth, imagine if we had an evil twin. Well, he's going to tell you more about that. You're welcome to the show. Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon.
Tell me, the next lecture online is Venus, Earth's Evil Twin. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, Venus, in a way, is the Earth's twin. It's the same size, tiny bit smaller. It's two-thirds of our distance from the Sun, so you'd expect it to be hotter. But things have gone very bad on Venus. It has a runaway greenhouse effect, the kind of thing we're worried about here on the Earth. And that has driven the temperature up to nearly 500 degrees Celsius. So Mercury, which is twice as close to the Sun as Venus is only around 400 degrees Celsius. So Venus is hotter, despite being four times less sunlight falling on it, thanks to the greenhouse effect. And it's a salutary lesson to why we have to be careful about the amount of carbon dioxide in the Earth's atmosphere. I mean, Venus has 97% basically pure carbon dioxide atmosphere. We're worried here that we're approaching about one part in 2,000 of our air that we're breathing now is carbon dioxide and all the trouble that's causing. So imagine it shot up to almost pure carbon dioxide, 2,000 times thicker. We'd be in big trouble, just like Venus is.
And in relation to, you know, anybody who is listening to this lecture and is thinking, what would it be like to live on a planet like this? I mean, it's the closest thing to how we visualize hell, I'd say, in many cases, because of, number one, the heat, even color patches on it. What's the atmosphere like and the magnetic field, even the geology? I presume all this will be covered in the lecture.
Yeah, Roy Gunson from Yorkshire is zooming in online to give the talk. He's a retired scientist, but an amateur astronomer, like the rest of us, since the age of 10. So he knows what it's like to get started in astronomy. And we've asked him to talk to the general public, not to scientists. And he'll explain what Venus is like. I mean, it's not just that it's carbon dioxide, which we couldn't breathe, but it's also 90 times thicker than the air you're breathing now. Carbon dioxide is heavier, so Venus gravity can hold on to more, and that drives the pressure up. So now we've got 500 Celsius, 90 times thicker, choking gas that we can't breathe. And as if all that wasn't bad enough, there's sulfuric acid, that's battery acid,
yikes,
in the clouds. So you've got hot acid, pure acid rain, and the rocks are at 500 Celsius, almost glowing red hot in the heat. So it's not a place I think they're ever going to open up to a tourist destination. Maybe Mars, but not Venus.
Oh, goodness me. It's amazing how all this information is available as well. So thus the phrase, the evil twin. Ticks and pancakes are phrases that have been used. What's that all about?
Yeah, well, we didn't have any details of the surface of Venus because it's totally covered in clouds. Another bad tick in its copybook. If you're an astronomer on Venus, you would never see the Sun or the stars. You might not even become aware of the universe outside your planet until you develop space travel. So we're lucky we can, at least here in Ireland, sometimes see the stars. But in the 1990s, I think it was, Roy will explain it all in detail at the talk on Monday. We sent a spacecraft that mapped the surface with radar. So that can see through the clouds, bounces a radio signal down to the surface, picks up the echo, and you can actually use a computer then, build up a map of what the surface looked like if you could strip the clouds away. And we see these big features like pancakes, and what we think they are huge, now hopefully extinct, volcanoes.
Mm.
So on the Earth we have volcanoes, I think about 1,000 of them going off every year, if I remember correctly. And that's because the Earth, which is the same size as Venus, a bit similar, has got a thin solid crust, a big molten center, and probably metal at the center. You asked about the magnetic field of Venus. Well, he'll explain how the magnetic field of the Earth is caused by the big metal core we have and what's happening on Venus. So most of the planets planets, although they look cool on the outside, if you call 500 Celsius cool, are molten at over 1,000 degrees below. On the Earth, all the this thin crust we have is in several large plates, and they're moving around, floating on the liquid rock below. And when they rub up against each other, that'll cause friction and judders, and they're the earthquakes that we experience, and volcanoes erupt and spew out lava. Well, it turns out the water on the Earth actually helps lubricate the plates like oil. Mm. But on Venus, it's way too hot for water. So the rocks are basically stuck together. And the slow radioactive decay inside the Earth and Venus that keeps the core molten actually builds up the pressure on Venus, and we think blows its top every few hundred million years, and all the volcanoes go off, resurface the planet. This lava oozes out into big circular pancakes. We're talking hundreds of miles across. And then it cools down for a few hundred million years while the heat builds up below. And we think this has probably happened several times on Venus by looking at those radar pictures. So if you like detective stories, you'll love astronomy, because, you know, you're here millions of years later with no witnesses, and you've got to figure out what happened all those millions of years ago.
It's fascinating. And just finally, David, the reminders of where people can you know, sign up for Astronomy Ireland, the magazine, but also if they are interested in the online lecture.
Yeah, tickets for the online talk and the magazine that comes out every month are on astronomy.ie. You'll see everything featured there on the homepage until the lecture's on Monday. There's a monthly lecture. Every month we have a speaker tell us about some fascinating aspect of the universe at general public, kids especially level. Great talk for the whole family. It's online, so everyone in the 32 counties can now avail of it. We are a national organization, the world's most popular astronomy society. So if you've got a few euros to spare, go to astronomy.ie, sign up for the magazine, get a ticket to the lecture, and sit back and enjoy at 7 p.m. on Monday as a real expert, Roy Gunson, explains the latest news from Venus.
Look, a pleasure as always, David. Good to talk to you. We'll be in touch again. Enjoy Monday. All the best. Bye now.
Oh, by the way, you can just barely see Venus low in the west. It's a bit low now, but over the coming weeks, it's going to get higher up and it'll be blazing away in the west. And you can say, I know everything about that planet.
That's brilliant. I think I kind of do, nearly. You've been given a really good account. Thanks so much. Have a good day. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
All the best. Bye-bye.
David Moore there, passionate as always, and speaking about Venus.